Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be on the show today. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me right now is Lexi from ADX Digital. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Absolutely. So what's the topic this week?
So this week we're taking it back to the basics, and we're just going to kind of do a brief overview of digital marketing in general, and what products we have to offer here at ADX Digital, what targeting parameters, you know, why you should partner with us, kind of just going through all of the basic information that you should know when it comes to digital advertising.
All right, perfect.
So first I'm going to start with just some general information on how much advertising really is being spent towards digital. In 2024, we saw about $300 billion go towards digital advertising. And just to put that into perspective, that's about 77% of an increase of how much money was spent in 2023 on digital advertising. So digital advertising is really just has grown in the past. It's going to continue to grow in the future. And it's definitely a big potential for your business to really get involved and spread the word, build that brand awareness, help to build up your client base. It's a great opportunity for you to get in front of your consumers. So when I talk about digital advertising, what I mean is essentially that's going to be any targeted ads that are served to people's devices. So essentially ads that could be served on people's connected TVs or devices. So if somebody has, you know, an Apple TV or a Roku stick and they're watching something on their Apple TV and they see a video ad, that would be digital advertising. Another potential would be serving ads across websites or apps on both desktop and mobile devices as well. So if somebody's browsing on a website and they see an ad, or they're on their mobile device and they're in an app and an ad pops up there, these are all different capabilities of digital advertising. And when I talk about targeted, that would mean that we're actually serving an ad to somebody who is likely in the market for that product or that service. So for example, we have like a variety of different targeting segments that we can layer on with digital advertising to really make sure we're reaching that exact consumer that may be in the market for your product or service. So, and that's all based on people's online and offline behaviors. So different websites that they're browsing on, where they've gone in the past, that kind of helps us identify if that person is in the market for whatever the product or service is that you're selling, so that we can make sure the ad is shown to people who may be wanting to buy that product or service in the future. So with all of our campaigns, we essentially start with a client capabilities meeting. So anybody who's potentially interested in running like a digital advertising campaign with us, we'll set up a meeting and we'll have a discussion with the client to kind of understand their business and their target audience, who they're trying to reach. And based on that conversation is kind of how we come up with the strategy of the campaign. And the strategy really involves, you know, the products that we would want to run for the campaign, which we have a variety of products here at ADX Digital, as well as the targeting strategies. And we have a couple different targeting strategies we're going to go through today as well. So there's a couple different ways to do this. A lot of times the advertiser does know, you know, or have a very good handle on their target audience, and that can help us guide kind of the strategy for the campaign and the recommendation. But we also are able to provide what we call research and insights reports. So those are really helpful in kind of providing overall market and industry insights when it comes to a specific category or vertical. So, you know, for example, like within the education vertical, it will kind of give you an overall picture of that audience, you know, their age demographics, you know, where they're spending their time when it comes to where they're seeing ads, things like that, whether they're seeing ads on connected TVs or whether they're seeing ads on social media. We're also able to see, you know, different activities and behaviors that that audience enjoys as well. And that will help us guide, you know, the recommendation when it comes to those targeting strategies that we can layer on for the campaigns. So it's really helpful when kind of putting together a recommendation to be able to pull and look at those research and insights reports as well to really get a good picture of who that audience is and where they live. It also gives us an idea of zip codes that are spending heavily within that particular vertical on the specific product or service that we're looking at. So a lot of times we'll also, we'll take those into meetings with clients and we'll kind of review that as well with the client, because it does give a really good picture of that audience, and it helps us to drive the campaign recommendation when it comes to the targeting parameters, the products we want to use, as well as the geographic area that we want to include for the campaign too. So, well, I'm going to dive into the products a little bit here. So we've got a variety of products of about 15 different products, and they vary, you know, cross-device, meaning some run on desktops, some run on tablets, some on connected TVs, mobile devices, some are going to be video products, some are display. So there's a lot of different products, and, you know, what products we recommend or run for specific campaigns is really going to depend, like I said, on the client. And we'll develop that strategy and figure out what fits best for the client when we have that initial meeting with them. So different products will work better for different clients and different audiences. So one of our products is mobile conquesting. That one is a product where we're serving ads specifically only on mobile devices. The reason being, you know, because people are on their mobile devices a majority of the time, especially during their day, because people are on the go a lot. And so it's a great way to reach people. And with mobile conquesting, that can be a display static banner ad, or it can also be a video ad as well. So mobile conquesting is a great way to reach people, especially on the go. One thing that we can do with mobile conquesting that works really well is geofencing, which is actually serving somebody an ad on their phone in real time when they're in a specific location. So, you know, this could work, for example, you know, with the holidays coming up, we're going to have a lot of events downtown. So maybe, you know, if you're a restaurant downtown and you want to bring attention to your restaurant while people are downtown at the Christmas parade or things like that, you can geofence the downtown area, meaning you'll draw like a 1 mile radius around downtown. And then anybody who is in that 1 mile radius of downtown can get served your ad. So if they're at the parade, maybe they get served your ad, and you're a restaurant, let's say, a block away from the parade route, and there's a special going on. Maybe the creative is talking about a special going on after the parade. And so, you know, somebody can get served that ad while they're at the parade and then be like, hey, we're going to go check out this restaurant after the parade. So that's kind of an example of geofencing and something we can do with mobile conquesting, because it's while people are on their mobile devices and it really gets them in real time while they're in that specific location that we've designated. So mobile conquesting is one of our products. We've also got a standard display product, and that will run display ads across multiple devices. So instead of just mobile, it will expand to ads across like a tablet as well as a desktop as well. So the advantage with running a campaign cross-device, meaning across multiple different devices, it gives you more of an opportunity to be able to conversion track, which is one of the ways that we measure return on investment. And essentially what conversion tracking is it's being able to track people's activity on your website. So, you know, we'll essentially, when we run a campaign with you, we'll put a pixel on your website, and that will help us to track activity. So you'll have an idea of where people are kind of gravitating to on your website, whether they're going to the services page, who's downloading the menu, who's, you know, if it's a website where you can book tickets for something and you have a book now button, who's clicking on the book now button. So there's a lot of different ways that we can kind of track that return on investment and give you insight into where people are going on your website. And so with display ads running cross device, you know, a lot of these conversions happen on desktops because it just is easier to browse on desktops if you're looking at different pages on a website and things like that. So we do typically see majority of conversions happening on desktop. And so with the display ads running cross device, running across your desktop, tablet, and mobile, you do tend to see a higher number of conversions just because it is cross device. So with display ads, that's going to be your standard static banner ad. And with all of these standard banner ads, we actually here at ADX Digital can help you develop those ads if you don't have ads created already, or anybody on staff to build the ads out. We can do that for you, and we'll kind of discuss that in our initial meeting as well. If you need the help with that, you can just kind of send us some of the elements or some of the ideas that you have, and we'll build something out for you in the sizes that we need. And, you know, we'll always make sure we send that over to you for approval. And then if you have any feedback, of course, we'll incorporate it as well. Another product we have is native ads. So this one is actually a little bit unique in that you don't have to have banner ads already created to run this product. So with native, you actually, as an advertiser, would provide the elements of the ad. So you would tell us what copy you want to be in the ad. You would tell us, you know, what image you want to include in the ad. And then it would actually, the ad would create in real time on the website where it serves. So it's very unique because the ad looks different essentially every time you see it, because it matches the context of where it serves. It's meant to kind of blend in with the website where it serves and not stand out as an ad. So the font colors will change. The font type will change, the size of everything. Everything is basically customizable and will change to match the website that it serves on so that it looks natural where it serves. We also have social mirror ads. So social mirror is an ad that essentially takes a post off of your Facebook or Instagram, and it then serves it across websites and apps. So it looks like, you know, your social media or your Instagram or your Facebook post, but you're going to see it pop up on a website. And it actually has a lot of click out opportunities because it clicks out to your social media page as well as your website. And you'll also see the like, comment, and share icons in the ad itself as well, where people can engage with the ad that way as well. So with social mirror, we do get a lot of clicks on this type of ad because there is so many different engagement opportunities. And with this one, you have a variety of opportunity to run different types of creative as well. You can run a standard display post from your Instagram. If you have like a carousel post, we can run that. If you have a video post, we can run that. And then if you want to run a stories ad, that's something that we can custom create to run as well with this product. So a wide variety of creative options here with this product, and also a lot of different engagement opportunities. So social mirror right now is definitely like our highest sold product because of those different engagement opportunities, and because social media is such a normal and popular medium right now that it is, you know, what people are used to seeing. So that typically just performs really well. Some other products we have, so we've got some video products as well. We have our over-the-top product, which is essentially our OTT product, which are video ads, and they run 100% on connected TVs. So they're embedded into programming that people are streaming on their, or streaming through the internet on their connected TVs. So if somebody has, you know, an Apple TV or a Roku stick and they have downloaded the ABC app on their connected TV to watch various programming, that would be, you know, what OTT is, and we could serve ads into that programming content. We also have standard video ads, which will serve not on connected TVs, but on your desktop and tablet and mobile. So that's while you're just kind of on websites or apps. For example, maybe you're on ESPN looking at some sports highlights or something like that. And, you know, ahead of the sports highlights playing, you may see a 15-second video ad. So that would be an example of a video ad. We can typically do a 15 or a 30-second video ad, and they can be skippable or non-skippable. It just depends on where it serves and the publisher that it serves on. We've also got some social media options, not to be confused with social mirror, but social media options we've got Facebook and Instagram, so we can serve ads across a variety of, you know, Facebook and Instagram owned properties. So, you know, not just the Facebook feed, for example, but we can serve ads on Facebook Marketplace. We can serve ads in Facebook Messenger when people are messaging on the Facebook platform. Even, you know, stories, we can show ads between stories ads when people are, you know, going through their stories on Facebook. We also have TikTok. So with TikTok, we can serve ads on the TikTok platform. With TikTok, these would be either video ads or carousel ads. So if you don't have a video ad, we can use a carousel ad, and that would essentially just be multiple still frame images that would swipe. So you have a couple options there on what you would, and on the type of ad for TikTok. One thing to note for TikTok is you don't actually have to have a business account to run ads on the TikTok platform. So that's a little bit unique because on, you know, Facebook and Instagram, you do need to have a business account to be able to run the ads there. So with TikTok, you don't. One thing to call out too is typically the TikTok audience is more than half Gen Z. So, you know, if you're an advertiser and your audience is primarily that Gen Z audience, then TikTok is going to be a good place for you to get in front of that audience.
So I was just reading an article online. It says shopping on mobile devices expected to hit a new milestone this year, jumping 12% from last year. It says that in 2019, $142 billion in sales, and then just 5 years later, it's going to be $240 billion. So people really are shopping on their mobile device.
Yes, yes. You know, and especially with the holidays coming up, shopping is just going to go up and up and up as people are buying stuff. Like, I mean, I try and think when I go Christmas shopping, even I used to have so much fun going to the stores and shopping, but now it's like I feel like I do it all online, you know. So everybody really is on their mobile device and even their desktop. I mean, sometimes it's just too much to look at on my mobile device and I'll jump over to my desktop if I'm doing some intense shopping.
Well, when I picked up my daughter the other day from her bus stop and we were driving home and she was awfully quiet and I looked and she's looking at her phone. I said, "What are you doing?" She said, "I'm watching Disney Plus on my phone."
Oh my gosh.
So if you want to know like where the next generation is going to be shopping and doing their buying from, it's going to be probably the mobile device.
Yes. Uh-huh. And you know, when we look at in our reporting, our monthly reporting, we're able to see impression breakouts if we are running one of those cross-device products. And we can see how many impressions serve on desktop versus tablet versus mobile for the campaign. And, you know, there is the majority of the impressions does serve on those mobile devices. So that does just go to show that there's so many people on their mobile devices. And and as an advertiser, you know, you want to get people where they're going to be and where they're, especially while they're on the go. So, you know, people just get so busy too that it is like the only thing that's consistent in their day is going to be their phones, you know? And so it really is a great place to kind of serve ads and try and get in front of that potential consumer.
Yeah. In my daughter's case, her mobile phone was connected to the streaming device.
Yes. Yeah.
Which would otherwise be your streaming TV.
Exactly. So that technically would be streaming video content, like the OTT product. It just wouldn't be on a connected TV, which our inventory for connected for OTT is going to be on 100% connected TVs. So we would only serve ads if it serves on, you know, your Apple TV or your Roku stick. But to your point, that is technically OTT because you can stream it on your mobile device or your desktop and stuff like that, too, because it's all through the Internet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to touch on a couple advantages of, you know, partnering with us here at ADX Digital. So one of those is kind of like I was just talking about, our reporting. So our reporting, we give to advertisers who are running campaigns with us on a monthly basis. We typically like to meet in person and go through the monthly report with all of our clients to just show them, you know, how it's performing. It starts with the impression delivery, how many people are seeing the ad, how many people are clicking on the ad. It also shows you a click-through rate, which is how many people are clicking on the ad that see the ad. And with that click-through rate, we'll also give you a benchmark to show you how much that campaign is performing against the benchmark. So you get to see that. But in addition to that, you also get to see a bunch of conversion tracking. So those conversions, like I was talking about before, people visiting different pages on the website, clicking different buttons on the website, you know, maybe checking out certain services. So with all of our reporting, you'll be able to see how each of these strategies is performing and driving these conversions and also the clicks. So we can see if you know, one strategy is performing better than the other, then we can put more impressions towards that strategy that's performing better. So there's a lot that you see in our monthly reporting that we can kind of like talk through, and it's also an opportunity where if we want to make any changes to the campaign, we can do it at that point as well. We call them optimizations. That's essentially just improvements to the campaign to make it perform, you know, to the best of its ability. And so in our monthly reporting, when we see all of these insights, we're able to decide, you know, what shifts we want to make to make sure that it's performing at its best. Another thing you can see in the reporting is creative. If you're running multiple creative, you can see which creative is performing better, which can guide then creative recommendations and if we need to make any edits to the creative. So there's a variety of different things. You also get to see different websites and apps that the impressions are serving on, the majority of the impressions. So that kind of gives you an idea too of like, you know, where your ads are serving. So our monthly reporting really is very in-depth, and it really shows you where the ads are serving, what strategies are performing best, and how the campaign overall is performing. If you've decided to do visit tracking with us, which is something where we can use that to track return on investment, and basically it's if somebody sees your ad and within a two-week period comes to your store location, we can track that in reporting. So we can show you how many people are actually coming physically to your store as a result of seeing your ad within a two-week period. So that's another way we measure return on investment in addition to the conversion tracking that we were talking about. So lots of different things that we can see in the reporting there. And, you know, we like to have the client involved in those conversations because we do like to, you know, discuss maybe creative for the next month or making changes to the campaign and things like that. So that's one thing I would say. Another thing is just the targetability that we have on our campaigns. So all of digital advertising is targeted. So we can target people based on their online and offline activities. So where they've been, let's say, you know, the category we're going to layer on is somebody who's in market for a car, and that's who we're trying to reach. So we can target those people based on, you know, maybe there's a segment of people that recently went to a dealership or have been browsing online for cars or have recently applied for like a credit application or something like that. So all of that data is kind of combined, and that's how we build out these different segments. So for example, we may have like a segment that's workout enthusiasts. And if you're a gym, you know, that's the segment of people that you want to reach because those are people that have likely been to the gym recently or have looked for gyms near me on the internet or things like that. You know, we have a lot of segments for restaurants too. So if you're a restaurant and you want to reach people who like to go out for lunch or who like to go out to dinner, or ice cream lovers, things like that. So there's so many different types of strategies that we have to layer onto these campaigns. And we really just want to make sure that we're reaching that person who is going to be in market for your product or service. So with the digital campaigns, we do get to layer on a variety of targeting strategies to reach people in multiple different ways. And, you know, on top of the behavioral targeting, we have that geofencing that I talked about, and that's targeting somebody in real time on their mobile device when they are in a specific location. A lot of people use that competitively. So, you know, if you're a restaurant and you want to reach people who are eating at other restaurants and let them know, hey, you know, I'm right down the road, here's my restaurant, like you can do that as well. You can target other restaurants so that you're reaching people who definitely like to go out to eat. And then next time they want to go out to eat, maybe they think of you because they've seen your ad and a couple times. So there's a lot of targetability that we can do with our campaigns. And, you know, we do have a wide availability of inventory as well. So we can serve across thousands of websites and apps. And it all depends on the targeting parameters of the campaign. So where our impressions and ads are serving is going to depend on where that user that we're trying to reach is browsing. So, you know, we have a lot to offer here at ADX Digital when it comes to digital campaigns, and we're happy to sit down and talk with anybody who may be interested in getting in the digital space.
All right. Lexi from ADX Digital, our guest. If they want to reach you, how do they do that?
Yeah, you can give us a call here at 850-262-6000.
All right. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Have a good one.